a tool that the department's had for just about 5 years.
WBFO was offered a ride on Skywatch, the Buffalo Police Department's lifting observation post, which features cameras and a means to monitor crowds at various large-scale events from about 25 feet above. Heather Venturo and Courtney Cornell also enjoyed a ride. They are visiting from Virginia, and they like the Buffalo Police Department's asset and its uses, as Cornell explained.
They were telling us they use them for the concerts and everything else, and they used it when Donald Trump was here. So it seems like a really great tool, and they said they loan it out. So it was really great to learn what they use this tool for.
Nearby, Erie County Sheriff's Office Captain Bill Cranston was demonstrating a small remote-controlled robot, small enough to enter dangerous environments discreetly.
And what we can do is deploy that into areas for surveillance. We're trying to look at whether it's a suspected item, suspicious package in the bomb squad business, or in the SWAT world, where we can take that and put it into a house and try and find out what's going on, what the people on the inside are up to, without putting our men in danger.
Police and emergency response agencies say preparedness is critical. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars says that's a case not just for crime or terror threats, but also Mother Nature.
People often don't think about it when they talk about Homeland Security emergency services. Well, they're used more often to deal with weather emergencies, whether it is a snowstorm, flooding, and we've certainly seen floods in this area recently. Of course, in the Midwest, they very much worry about tornadoes. The West Coast, they worry about earthquakes. So you've got to be prepared for what Mother Nature can throw at you, and it sometimes can be the worst disaster that you'll ever deal with.
The conference concludes on Thursday. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.